The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Belinda's watering eyes slowly opened.
Oh, God, she's alive.
As she suffocated on the merciful airbag. Marco Origuez was Brazilian, and he knew it. The second I saw your tits in the wing mirror, I knew it was the queen of pots and pans. Greetings, one and all. Welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, episode 6. I've got Alice Levine with me.
Hello.
And I've got James Cooper with me.
Hello.
How are you both?
Oh, James is in a bad way.
Yeah. Not having the best 24 hours.
Go on.
So I was cleaning my flat yesterday, and you're clean. Honestly, it needed it. I was throwing out some rubbish. I had a big bag of rubbish. So I went to throw it outside, held the door open, but then had to come away from it to put the stuff in the bin. And I just heard this click. The door had closed behind me and I got locked out. I've been locked out of my flat for the last 24 hours. I'm a nomad. I'm a wanderer.
James, what were you wearing?
My pajamas.
He wears pajamas.
I was in my negligee. No, I wasn't. I just had like jogging bottoms and a t-shirt on and flip-flops.
Oh my. So have you just bought these clothes from a charity shop?
Well, luckily I had some clothes at my friend's house.
Oh, these are yours?
These aren't, I would wear these normally.
Oh, right.
So I wasn't feeling great. And then, I was outside my front door trying to get back in. And this kid across the street was like, "Oi, guy in the grey jogging pants, what are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, God, leave me." So I just had to run away from my flat.
You were hounded out of the city.
He thought you were breaking into your own home.
Yeah. No phone, no wallet, no keys.
And we've all been away this weekend.
Yeah, you weren't here. Alice was working.
I was busy.
Alice just wasn't answering the phone.
She was busy at home watching Bake Off.
I was actually watching, they've added Party of Five to Netflix.
So sorry,
I had other things to do.
So yeah, as it stands, I'm still not back in. I'm waiting for my neighbours to come back to let me in.
So you had clothes, underwear and everything at this friend's house, which is weird.
Not underwear. I have been wearing the same pair of underwear for 3 days now. But it is me undies.
And also, you're used to it.
They're so comfortable. So my friends looked after me very nicely. I've been fed and watered.
So long as you're not milking it, that's the most important thing.
Oh, come on.
He was at such a low ebb when he arrived, Jamie. Honestly, I've never seen him like it.
Then she gave me 2 quesadillas and I've put it right
up. Oh, he's fine now. He's like, I don't need to move back in.
So what's the next chapter called?
So this chapter is called Mr. Klaus Block.
Yes.
German, right? We think.
Do we think German?
Oh, surely.
Bloch.
Well, he's very good at doing a stereotypical geographical name, isn't he? He's very regionally specific when it comes to naming people.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I wonder what Block's going to block up, which hole he's going to block up. Right, guys?
Yeah, I mean, he could do with some work, but yeah, I like where you're going
with it.
It's
a seed of something there, definitely.
If you were Rocky Flintstone, you'd already have pressed print.
The best jokes are the unfinished ones.
Okay, well, should we dive in? Are we ready?
Yes. This is going to make my day way better.
We can but try. Belinda Blink 3, Chapter 6, Mr. Klaus Block. Mr. Block. We'll see you now, Miss Blumenthal.
Right, where the hell are we? We've skipped ahead quite drastically.
Yeah, where were we?
Is she at the doctor's? Why is he like, we'll see you now?
Oh, she's got an appointment.
Is she finally getting checked out?
Oh, she should.
I don't think that's his area of expertise.
Belinda followed the manservant.
Oh, God, where is she?
Through the doors into a large morning room of the Grosvenor Hotel.
Is that the kind of where you'd have tea?
Yes.
Right. And why was she in some sort of waiting room?
Oh. It's called a reception, James.
Manservant. That's from a different time.
Well, I've never been to the Grosvenor Hotel, so maybe they have manservants there. I don't know.
Isn't that in London, the Grosvenor Hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very posh. Belinda was feeling deliciously excited about this meeting with her new contact.
I love that we've had absolutely no context about this man. He's come out of nowhere. We've forgotten about whatever happened last night.
It's Senor Origuez.
Is this book 4 by accident? Have we skipped ahead?
Belinda was feeling deliciously excited about this meeting with her new contact. The new contact was...
Repetition of new contact.
Is this chapter sponsored by new contact?
The new contact was none other than the direct retail door-to-door and coffee morning organisation CEO and managing director, Klaus Bloch.
I literally nipped to the kitchen, got a cup of tea and made dinner in the time it took you to say that.
You ain't fitting that on a business card, are you? You have to give two business cards. That's my name and that's my title.
Oh, so he's in charge of all those women, the ladies, Betty Wilkes, Vicky
Yes.
Woods.
Okay.
And it was his event at the O2 then.
Right.
So was that a giant coffee morning?
At the O2?
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Was it one of those charity, like...
A bring and buy sale?
Yeah, tea and cake things.
But that's in his title.
So, the famous new client was none other than the direct retail door-to-door and coffee morning organisation CEO and managing director, Klaus Bloch.
He's a CEO and MD.
Both.
It's quite a small organisation.
He's a sole trader, essentially.
Yeah, we're kind of all MDs and CEOs, aren't we?
My toe is the secretary of my business. The child of young Austrian sweethearts who had found themselves displaced by the war in Europe.
Oh, God.
Bloch looked around 49, was single.
Around 49. Around the very precise age of 49.
He looked around 49 and three quarters.
He had the air of somebody who was born in July.
He looked around 49, was single and successful in many different direct sales fields.
He's a catch.
Also, we've got more backstory to him than anyone else ever.
Belinda.
So he's Austrian. He's not German. He's Austrian.
Yeah, Austrian.
Okay. Born of young Austrian sweethearts.
Who were displaced by the war in Europe.
As many were.
Also, what a ridiculous piece of information to put in an erotic novel. You're going to get him a rocks off. Oh, yeah.
How sad.
The Sound of Music and Edelweiss.
What a tragedy.
Them walking over the Alps singing.
Not okay, hon.
We literally know more about his parents than we know about Belinda's parents.
No, we know that her dad sold wine.
Yeah, and her mum.
I'm waiting for the mum to arrive because then I can
Mrs.
finally
Blumenthal's
use
gonna turn up.
My nana's voice. Oh, Belinda.
How old do you think she is? Isn't your nana 90?
Yeah.
God, Mrs. Blumenthal really waited, didn't she, into her older years.
Belinda was a miracle baby.
Absolutely. She's a miracle everything. So, old Bloch is, he's got quite the backstory, but maybe that is what gives him the expertise or the life experience to do such a challenging job.
Absolutely. Managing all those lady voices must be quite challenging.
Yeah.
Amongst his personal friends, he was known... Personal friends!
What's the opposite of a personal friend?
I guess you guys. Rude.
Amongst his personal friends, he was known as a bit of a Casanova.
Oh, was he?
But this was not general knowledge.
Okay, fine.
They kept it to themselves.
Just for personal friends, right?
In the inner circle, he's a slag. Outside of that, yeah. Nobody knows.
They had met briefly at the O2, where he kissed Belinda's hand at length and thanked her for her excellent presentation.
What does he mean? As in, it was extended out to full length, or he kissed it for a long time?
He just held his lips on it for ages. But why didn't we hear about that when she was at the O2?
Because she was busy. She was doing a presentation. She was getting mic'd up by Alfie.
And getting it off at the end must have taken ages to swallow that mic.
No, she just ran off with it. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah.
She didn't even bother. Can I just say, somebody kissing you on the hand is one of the world's creepiest things.
Have you ever had it done?
Yeah.
Really? Who?
I'm trying to think, but I feel like it's men of a certain age who think it's endearing and charming.
Right.
You know the vibe.
And do they leave a residue?
Oh, yeah. There's always, if you like shone your hand in the light, you would see the leftover.
The snail trail of saliva.
Exactly. The discharge.
I imagine that Clarence, the Archduke of Epsom, would be a hand kisser.
Yeah. He's got hand kisser written all over him.
Because you know my other story about the person that I work with that always kissed on the lips?
No.
No.
Do you remember when I did that job, like with that...
Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah. So, do you remember there was that guy, that older guy?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And whenever he kissed you hello or goodbye, it always seemed like he was going to kiss you on the cheek. And then at the last minute, he'd just quickly...
He'd swoop in.
lips every time. A right schmacker. But there was another person on that job. Do you know the other one I mean?
Yeah.
Another older guy.
Well, we won't mention him because we are discreet personal friends.
Oh, of course. I don't even know why I'm
prepping. We know Alice, but it's not general knowledge.
It's not general knowledge. Well, he always used to kiss on the cheek, which is obviously completely legit. But he would do it like, he would snog your cheek.
Oh.
So I wouldn't say it was left damp. I would say you'd wring it out.
Oh, God.
So actually, in comparison, a hand kiss seems perfectly acceptable.
She's got off lightly, if anything.
Well, they had met briefly at the O2, where he kissed Belinda's hand at length and thanked her for her excellent presentation. And it was excellent. I think we'll all agree with that. It was very excellent.
It was fantastic.
I mean, it was expensive, but it was excellent.
It was very, very excellent.
It was so short, but it was excellent.
Ah, Belinda, exclaimed Mr. Bloch. Thank you for coming. Belinda curtsied, as it seemed the only thing to do.
I can think of, I would say, in the region of 78 other ways to greet him, but a kiss on the hand, a slobber on the cheek, just kiss on the lips.
Please, sit down. Here.
Sorry, full stop there.
No, there's an ellipsis.
Oh, my God.
Please sit down, but let me tell you where. Here.
He waved his open hand to a very...
That's how you wave. It has to be open, otherwise it's just a fist bump.
It's just waving your fist at someone.
He waved his open hand to a very low-slung but pretty armchair, where no doubt he would be able to observe her body in its entirety.
No doubt.
What a Lothario.
Back to my dad's weird fetish for chairs / furniture.
Upholstery he gets a real boner for, doesn't he?
don't say Rocky gets a boner.
That's not nice.
I didn't say it.
Yes, you did. You just said it.
Yeah, sorry.
We have it on tape.
Belinda obliged him, opening her legs just a fraction and placing her briefcase on her lap.
Oh, that bloody briefcase is back!
Has that been with her the whole time?
It rarely gets a mention, but when it does, I'm just like, I just love that she's got a briefcase.
I don't think it leaves her side.
Also, I love that she opens her legs a bit and then immediately puts something to cover the fact that she'd opened her legs a bit.
She's a professional, guys.
Hit me, Bloch said.
Hit me?
Yeah.
As in hit me.
As in like, hit me with your idea, or like, hit me with that paddle.
That rhythm stick.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit me.
Stop saying hit me.
Bloch said. In the nicest way possible, of course. He smiled and Belinda opened her briefcase and took out her proposal paperwork.
And hit him with it.
Around the face.
That about wraps up a very successful morning's business, my dear Belinda.
What? She got the proposal and that's the end. Meeting adjourned.
I think it's a passage of time. I think Dad doesn't want to bore us with the details, maybe.
Oh.
It's a bit too late for that. Fucking hell.
He has demarcated it with two returns.
Oh, right.
So there's two lines gap, which is, I guess, where the proposal took place. And now...
Could be arbitrary. Could not be. You can't do that, though. Set up that something's going to happen and then just assume that the reader knows because you put an extra line in that means there's been a passage of an hour and a half.
Are you supposed to be able to, like, write in what you think happened there with a pen?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Double return. Who knew?
Bloch smiled for the umpteenth time.
Stop smiling.
And clapped his hands.
She's
used to an applause from the O2, you see.
The umpteenth time really suggests that it's grating on her. Like, yeah. Wipe that smirk off your goddamn face.
The manservant appeared. Oh, so it would have been a clap.
Oh, like a summoning.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Like what you would do in the 80s to switch a light on, or what you do to summon a manservant. Yeah,
exactly. One and the same, Alice.
I'd be careful to clap in the Grosvenor in future, in case all these manservants come over.
Well, James, you'll be like...
It's my new dating app. Just clapping.
The manservant appeared and Bloch ordered luncheon on the terrace.
Luncheon? Just lunch, come on.
Klaus and Belinda wandered over to the trellis covered outside area and sat down.
Trellis? A new trellis?
Oh.
Careful.
Flashbacks.
She's going to get horrible memories rushing into that little tiny head of hers.
The symbols.
Cold sweats.
Oh, she's barely reflected on it.
Yeah, to be fair, she's never really dealt with it.
No. That's what turns you into a messed up adult. Get those feelings out there.
It's time to share, Belinda. No doubt you know of my background.
Yes, we know. Your mum and dad were star-crossed lovers and they fled.
Said Klaus. Oh, James, Alice. But I know so little of yours, dearest Belinda. Belinda smiled and replied, There's not much to hear about.
Oh, too true. Boring as shit.
Born in Kent. Small country primary school.
Oh my God, oh, new information. Backstory.
Larger local schools as I grew up.
Schools got progressively bigger.
The class sizes were a nightmare.
And finally, university in central London.
So it's quite a big leap then, through primary school, university.
So she went to UCL or something?
Maybe.
LSE? London School of Economics?
These are all too prestigious, all of these.
And work. Mostly sales at Typhoid Crockery Holdings.
Yes! We talked about this. You knew about this.
Yeah, Dad had always told me that's where she worked. I mean, always told me, as if it was like an old dear friend. And yeah, on Stephen Mangan's episode, we revealed it.
Her lovely time at Dysentery LTD.
Yeah, what's it called? Typhoid?
Typhoid Crockery Holdings. It's in Canterbury.
I beg to differ.
So work, mostly sales at Typhoid Crockery Holdings in Canterbury, and here I am today.
So she's from Kent, did we know that?
The Garden of England.
Interesting.
And she went to schools of growing sizes as she grew up.
As she grew physically, the schools around her grew.
They had to get bigger.
The ceilings went higher. The toilets got bigger.
Fascinating, Belinda. How wonderful to have been given the gift of such a simple upbringing.
Such a
gift.
It gives you the ability to connect with ordinary people doing ordinary things.
This is such a backhanded compliment. He's like, oh, it's so great that you're from such like humble, shitty beginnings.
Yeah.
He's basically calling her a basic bitch.
Yeah,
isn't he?
He totally is.
It's so good that you're a basic bitch.
People like my wonderful ladies.
My wonderful ladies? Mm.
The Wilkes, Betty Wilkes, etc.
Oh, the Wilkes. Yes. She owns a hardware store in town.
Shout out to the Wilkes.
Belinda nodded in agreement and thought, harness the ordinary person and you could rule the world.
What is she talking about?
Just look at Bella.
Was it Martin Luther King who said, harness the ordinary person?
He totally thinks he's written Give a Man a Fish there, doesn't he?
What is it? Harness the ordinary person and you could rule the world.
As no one said.
That's a Beyonce song, isn't it? Who runs the world? Ordinary people.
That is such a good quote.
If only you could harness them. He means physically harness.
Yes, strap them up and ride them round.
They're human mules.
Put them on a giant human-sized hamster wheel. We could really rule the world.
There's our energy policy for the next 50 years.
Is that what the John Legend track was all about?
Harnessing the ordinary people, yeah. We're just ordinary.
A simple lunch of distressed lettuce leaves.
Distressed?
Oh, I can. Oh, God. Oh, no, don't make.
Don't put me with the cars, please.
Maybe they've been locked out of the house. Then they'd be distressed, let me tell you.
But distressed is what you usually use for, like, denim, when they've put loads of holes in it and, like, made it tattered.
Yeah. Just... yeah.
Is that the new word for, like, slightly off lettuce?
Well, you're a culinary lady. Have you ever come across that term?
No, that would mean to me that it's got, like, slug holes in it,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, when it goes a little bit slimy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Brown.
Yeah. So, a simple lunch, very simple. A simple lunch of distressed lettuce leaves and blue cheese fish mousse.
Was, oh, God!
That's disgusting! Has your dad ever eaten food? Why does he always choose the rankest stuff I've ever heard of?
That's repulsive!
Oh, God.
Blue cheese fish. Oh,
do you think
God.
He's just put posh words together? Blue cheese fish. And
on a bed of distressed lettuce lies a blue cheese fish mousse.
Oh, oh my God. I was just sick all over the desk.
And it looked more appetizing than the blue cheese fish mousse. So a simple lunch of distressed lettuce leaves and blue cheese fish mousse was served accompanied by a single bottle of champagne. It was really something, well, let's say spectacular.
Let's
just say it.
After all, Belinda travelled the world and knew her onions when it came to exotic food.
Does she? She's had spag bol. What, she had some scrambled egg a while ago?
Yeah.
She only had four meals in 5 weeks.
A few wall sausages on, like, a charcoal barbecue.
Special J.
A defrosted chicken Kiev.
Some trifle. And now some distressed lettuce leaves.
Oh, my God, she really is living the high life.
I love that he uses the phrase, she knew her onions when it came to blue cheese fish.
Oh,
it's all in a theme. Love it. Well done, Dad.
If anyone's trying to lose weight or, like, you know, portion control, just read that sentence over and over. Yeah.
A toast to our continued success, Belinda, proclaimed Klaus Bloch, with his glass held high. They touched glasses. Klaus clumsily spilt some champagne over Belinda's cocktail dress, and it quickly soaked through her brassiere to her breasts.
A tiny splash through a cocktail dress, through her bra to her breasts. Sure.
The dress just dissolves.
It was made of rice paper.
As if they were waiting for that exact signal, Belinda's nipples started to expand.
Come on, guys. We've got the signal. Let's do this.
That's a new one. Expand. You know, like those small parcels you put in water and then they expand into like a flannel.
Oh, yeah. And they start like a little ball and then they get full size.
I feel like that's what happened.
Don't say flannel.
Oh, no. Don't tell it. Don't.
Oh.
It's horrible.
Oh, my God. It's my favourite story.
How have we never heard it till now? Stop it.
When I was a kid, we had some friends who had all daughters. And we were around playing one day, maybe like dressing up as like a clown or something. With makeup and things.
Yeah.
When it was time to go home, I went to the bathroom and found a flannel and started to wipe my face with it. And then one of the girls rushed in and said, "No, stop, Jamie! That's the bottom flannel!"
What's a bottom flannel?
Don't think about it too long.
It was the flannel that they used to wash their bottoms.
All of them?
Collectively as a family?
The bottom
flannel. I don't
flannel.
Think they had
not one of the bottom flannels. Flannels. Not that's Jilly's bottom flannel. That is the bottom flannel.
Yeah, so I was obviously mortified. Dropped it and I was like, the bottom flannel. Honestly, and now the word flannel, I can't hear it without having flashbacks, much like Blended with a Trellis.
So you had bottom all over your face.
Oh. James.
I know the feeling.
James, like, so far, so good.
When's the punchline? I love that story. The bottom flannel.
Isn't that rank?
Can we try and get hashtag bottom flannel trending this week?
Oh my God, that would make my life.
Did you have a bottom flannel growing up?
Yeah, if anybody had a bottom flannel growing up, please do get in touch.
It's the main reason I use a hot cloth or muslin on my face. I could never go there again with a flannel.
I think it's time we moved on.
Yeah, let's do that.
So Belinda's nipples started to expand.
Yes, like a bottom flannel.
My dear, I'm so sorry. Do let me dry you off.
It wasn't that much. It was a splash.
Klaus took his napkin and started to gently dab Belinda's breasts. He could feel her nipples rising and said, "It's no good.
Oh.
The dress needs to be hung up and dried properly."
Literally two drops.
It's ruined Klaus's night.
He pulled down Belinda's straps and skillfully manoeuvred it to the ground.
Oh, sorry, he's going to do it now.
There and then.
Do you want to ask?
By the trellis.
We should dry this. Whips it off.
Well, he is a Casanova to his personal friends.
Oh.
He then hung the cocktail dress over a spare, ornately woven wooden chair where it would dry of its
For
own
God's
accord.
Sake.
Is this the dumb thing at the Grosvenor? You can't just whip someone's dress off and dry it like where people are dining, can you?
No, there's manservants for that sort of thing.
Like, in some blocks of flats, they don't let you put a drying rack on the balcony. You can't do it at the Grosvenor.
He then hung up the cocktail dress over a spare, ornately woven wooden chair where it would dry of its own accord in the warmish breeze.
Warmish.
Oh, drink. Just drink. Drink just whatever drink. You can find.
That's much better. My goodness. What fine breasts you have. May I touch them?
It's getting a bit Red Riding Hood.
I love "may I touch them."
It doesn't ask to take a dress off.
No.
May I touch your breasts?
Well, fair dues, really.
Doesn't want to make any assumptions. I mean, the dress is a foregone conclusion.
Belinda nodded and wondered how far Klaus would go. He had obviously agreed to her business terms, and if Belinda played this little adventure correctly, she would sew up the deal very tightly indeed.
What's the deal?
I think what she's probably done is arranged for the Oxy Brillo range to be allowed to be sold on the door-to-door circuit.
Right.
Oh, right, like an Avon lady.
Exactly. So that's in their repertoire now, that's in their collection.
Yeah. Seconds later, her brassiere fell to the floor.
Fell. I mean, it was pushed.
And Belinda's breasts were once again in action.
Ba-da-da-da. Come on, girls.
You know what to do.
She can definitely move them independently.
Oh, like those horrible guys with the pecs yeah. that can make them... Treat every show like it's your first and last. Ba-da-da.
Belinda's breasts were once again in action. He bent his body to delicately tease the saluting nipples with his lips.
Saluting.
Oh, saluting. That's quite good.
Yeah, that is actually quite poetic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's...
Although when you say in action, I think of them as being like two Jason Statham heads. Just doing horrible stunts.
Meanwhile, his hands weren't idle. Oh. And in one fluid motion, Klaus whisked her dental floss vaginal garment down her legs and over her red high heel.
That's so unnecessary.
Vaginal garment.
Vaginal garment.
They don't call them them in Top Shop.
And they don't, do they?
Sorry, where do you keep your vaginal garments, please?
I bought you something lovely for Valentine's Day. It's a little vaginal garment matching set.
Got your lovely penis cloth.
Vaginal garment is awful, isn't it? That sounds like something that you would apply post-surgery. Like, yeah. Apply the vaginal garment. It's still weeping.
Oh, God. I'm weeping.
He began to explore her already slightly wet vagina with his fingers and soon located her clitoris and then her G-spot.
I love that it's like mildly wet. It's like rising
yeah, exactly,
damp.
Exactly, yeah.
You know when you take something off the radiator and you're like, is it dry enough to wear?
It'll do.
It'll do. Yeah. Her vagina's totally it'll do.
Using an ancient Chinese technique few people in the Western world knew about.
Not even the personal close friends.
He started to massage both sensual areas at the same time. It was indeed the very same technique which had gained his reputation as a Casanova.
Oh.
Few women, if any, had ever complained about his attentions.
Only a few.
He doesn't care what you say. There were 5 complaints. They were a long time ago. Do you think they were written complaints?
I was going to say, did they write a letter?
Watchdog.
I want to know who taught it him. Did he go to some sort of...
Like that master in Kill Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
Like climbs up to some mountaintop somewhere.
Was it months of training?
Few women, if any, had ever complained about his attentions.
I feel like loads of people have been really not that pleased with it.
Belinda couldn't help it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what? She's going to complain.
She opened her legs wider and wider. The sensation was exquisite.
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 Like drinking the nectar of the gods.
God's sake.
Wonderful.
Klaus piled on the pressure.
Oh, God.
Belinda started to beg for an orgasm.
Please.
No one likes you to beg.
But this was the secret of the ancient Chinese technique.
If you ask for it, you don't get it.
No orgasm could climax whilst this method of stimulation was being applied.
What? That's rubbish then, isn't it?
Complicated, isn't it?
It's ancient and really confusing. But isn't the point that you're making them climax?
Yeah, but I guess you're like... You're bringing them to the point and they're not.
So it's kind of tantric.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's what tantric is.
So we do know about it in the Western world.
How do you know about it?
Wouldn't you like to know?
No, I really, really don't.
Just know that Sting's into it, really.
Yeah, exactly.
The poster
Sting and Trudy
boy.
Styler. Yeah,
Trudy loves it, doesn't she?
Belinda raised her hands to her head and removed the clips holding up her bun hairstyle.
And she made the shape Y, and then M, and then C, and then A.
She did the thing from Tragedy by steps.
Her long, black, glossy hair cascaded over her body, bringing her mentally back to a pre-Neolithic state.
Oh, my
for God's sake.
God.
She started to snarl instead of groan.
Isn't that a snarl?
She's congested.
And like drool as well.
Gnashing her teeth.
She's a wild beast.
Well, Alice, she was becoming part animal and part human, but very much needing to orgasm.
What animal?
Like a saber-toothed tiger.
Yes, the green Neolithic, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like Mr. Tumnus again.
A fawn.
Yeah. Like
a fawn lost in the woods.
I think it's something a bit more wild than a goat.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Kicking her hoofs.
With a little tufty beard.
She bleated.
She was becoming part animal and part human, but very much needing to orgasm. Now, totally naked apart from her red heels, Belinda pushed Bloch away from her. He removed his hand from her vagina.
Whole hand. Bloody hell.
She snarled again and started to rip his clothing off his body.
Oh my God, she's gone like...
This is quite...
primal.
I really feel like she's into this sex. You know how normally we say that she's never really that engaged and she's always like checking the time and thinking about
mentally planning
the bins.
Something, yeah.
She's into this one.
This is carnal, isn't it?
Carnal's a good word. Yeah, yeah. That's a good word, Al. He bowed in deference and quickly assisted her basic actions.
Basic bitch, I told you.
Once Belinda had Bloch naked, she went on all fours and snarled, "Fuck me, doggy style."
Oh. Oh.
Oh. That's the longest sentence she's ever said, isn't it?
So she's stark Bloch naked. No.
Jamie's gone very, very red.
Honestly,
oh my God, you're getting redder.
Is that puce?
I'm starting to sweat a bit. That's actually gross. I can't believe that my dad just said, "Fuck me, doggy style."
Wow. Oh,
fuck.
I'm getting very warm.
You've got a really unusual colour.
Have I?
Yeah.
You okay?
God, my head's really hot.
Your neck's gone like almost blue.
Blocky. You know, I come out in blotches.
You're all right. You're returning now.
Okay. That honestly was horrible.
He said fuck and he said doggy style.
Okay. Bloch jumped onto her and stuffed his erect penis. Don't say.
Oh my God. I'm going in my jumper. I'm going in my special place.
Don't go to your special place, for God's sake. He's in her special place.
Stuffed?
Stuffed?
Like a turkey.
Oh no, like a field mushroom for a vegetarian.
Bit of taxidermy.
Stuffed. That is horrible. That's like packing the wadding in, isn't it?
Bloch, I'm just going to get through it. Bloch jumped onto her and stuffed his erect penis into her vagina.
Oh my.
She roared.
Don't anger the beast.
She roared in theriomorphic passion.
Theriomorph? Right, Google.
Where's he learned that word, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's been on a thesaurus.
Especially of a deity having an animal form. Gods depicted in theriomorphic form.
Oh.
Like a godlike scream.
She's like a goddess of...
pots and pans. Sure.
Half woman, half skillet.
Oh, God.
So she's basically lost her mind.
This Chinese technique is really played with her head.
Can you imagine what will happen if she ever has acupuncture? She'll freak.
So she roared in theriomorphic passion, gnashing her teeth and scratching the gravel like the wild beast she had become.
Wow, this is visceral. Is she going to turn into something?
A big hog. He grabbed her bouncing tits and held on tight.
Oh my God. Is this the worst one yet?
Yeah, this is the most...
I think we haven't had something like this for a while, so now it's here. It's
We've been spoilt with book three. There's not been much sex in it at all, and now...
This just kind of feels, I'm not going to say real, but it's the most...
I know what you mean.
Gritty, isn't it?
I don't like it at all. Belinda climaxed almost immediately, admitting a long... heart-rendering snarl.
Heart-rendering.
Sorry, are they still on the patio of the Grosvenor?
Oh my God.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
It was the gravel.
The waiters are like, holy shit, call the police.
Malcolm, top up the water.
I'll just leave your bill here. Pay when you're ready.
We did say when you made the booking that it was only 2 hours, so...
Belinda climaxed almost immediately, admitting a long, heart-rendering snarl, which ended in a whimper.
Oh.
Oh.
Horrible.
In a flash, the cave woman had gone. And a highly sex-charged, extremely sophisticated, modern young businesswoman was left in her place.
I wouldn't put it past Rocky that there was actually a cave woman there. She's gone.
Cave woman, though. Flintstone.
Oh. I don't think he's even thought of that.
Tenuous at best.
I'm like, no.
So the cave woman's gone and a highly sex-charged, extremely sophisticated, modern young businesswoman was left in her place.
Who was that?
Yeah, no, precisely.
Not Belinda, that's
Belinda slowly regained her mind.
I feel like it fell on the floor and she's like putting it back in her head.
As we will all have to do. Belinda slowly regained her mind and concentrated on tightening her cervix. There it is again.
Why is she concentrating on that?
Because...
Oh, go on.
She was going to give Klaus Bloch the sexual experience of his life.
Oh, my God. I thought they'd finished.
Well, the chapter's finished, so we don't know where he's going to go with that.
So we won't know if she knocks his Bloch off.
That's the end of the chapter.
That is the end of the chapter.
I'm so close.
Joking.
Oh, God. Come on, couple more sentences, please.
James, we're supposed to read along. It's not audience participation.
It's definitely the most exciting sex we've had of book three so far.
I wouldn't say exciting.
No, neither would I. Why can't you stand up?
Why have you got a cushion on your lap?
Why have you got a briefcase on your lap?
So, what's the next chapter called? I mean, he's pinballing all over the place in this book. We could be anywhere for the
next
chapter.
Always does, though, really, doesn't he? Let's be honest.
But this one just came out of the blue. This was very much standalone. Like, Klaus, what the fuck?
Yeah,
well,
who is he?
Well, he was at the O2. Not that we knew that at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The next chapter is called The Chocolate Fountain.
Oh, no! Why do I feel like that's a euphemism for something?
Oh, God.
God. Yeah, so...
Let's all go sugar-free, shall we, from next week onwards. Oh, that's going to be absolutely...
horrific.
Disgusting.
So yeah, if you want to join us again next week, do. If you don't, we totally understand.
Completely.
It's very much an opt-in or out situation. In the meantime, do get in touch. Let us know if you've ever had any tantric sex, maybe.
Or just express disgust. I feel like people are going to need a place to vent this week.
I think maybe just put in the subject line, disgusting. And then we'll know
exactly. What the fuck?
We'll know exactly what it's about. If you would like to get in touch with us on Instagram, if you're into the pictures, we are mydadwrotea.
We are. You can email us at mydadwrotaporno@gmail.com.
And we're on Twitter, dadwrotaporno, and Facebook. Just search mydadwrotaporno. We're everywhere, basically.
But just never with the same handle.
And it's only about a month now, guys, until we go to Australia.
Very, very excited.
We should probably book B3 just in case.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're doing our Australian tour. We're coming to Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, Brisbane, Adelaide and Auckland in New Zealand. And I think there's still a few tickets available, so you get in there quick before they sell out.
Yeah, definitely.
A walk for everyone.
No, we can't guarantee that.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, they will.
Sorry.
Yeah, and also remember, if you want to relive this chapter in reading form, you can buy Belinda Blink 3, My Dad's Masterpiece, on Amazon and everywhere that sells Kindle or ebooks.
It's a bloody bargain, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You'd think you'd have hiked up the price, but...
Get change from a fiver, don't you?
Yeah.
And then some.
Guys, I know we're going to go for dinner, but I think I've gone off the idea of the Grove now. Shall I just cancel it?
Just cancel it.